You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, August 8th, 2025. Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us for the Friday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart. Charitable giving matters year-round. Strategic, consistent donations can maximize impact amid these economic shifts and growing need. Joining us live on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Laura Andes, Chief Program and Operating Officer at Charity Navigator in Denver, Colorado. Laura, we often hear about these year-end donations, especially around the holidays, but it sounds like charitable giving should be on our minds year-round.
Absolutely. There's never a wrong time to give to an effective nonprofit. Nonprofits, just like every other business, you know, they need resources year-round, and that's even more important than ever, given some cuts in government funding. So there's never a wrong time to give.
Well, let's talk about this, though, because some of it comes amid, we'll call it economic uncertainty, right? There's a lot of global challenges shaping the landscape right now. So that could scare some people from wanting to give. But what would you say for those who are trying to take advantage of some of these incentives to give year-round?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, nonprofits, you do get a tax deduction. And actually, starting next year, that will be an expanded tax deduction. So that's always a good incentive. And it doesn't matter if you give December 31st or today, you still get usually some sort of tax deduction if you itemize. Second, that there are just a lot of impactful charities probably in your neighborhood. And so even if you can only give $5 or $10, you're probably making a difference to make your community stronger.
I think that it's also worth touching on some family planning aspects of this. For instance, you know, there may be some families that want to pass their values down through charitable giving, and what a great way to lead by example, because kids pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. As a parent, we always encourage other parents to talk about your giving strategy with your kids and show them that you're giving. And then as your kids grow up, and involve them in any estate planning that you might want to do. And as you're doing your estate planning, just make sure it's an effective nonprofit that's registered with the IRS.
What would you say is one smart move that donors can make right now if they're looking to give more effectively this year?
Well, of course, I would always tell them to go to Charity Navigator and look at all the information on the charity that they want to give to. And then I also, as you're giving, if there's a particular cause that you care about, you know, try to give to a couple of different charities, maybe working on that cause in different ways. It's sort of like the same way you diversify your financial investments. You can also diversify your impact by giving to a couple of different charities.
I think there's got to be something to said for wanting to give to an organization where, you know, maybe not tomorrow, but in your lifetime, you'll see some of the work that'll be done from those donations, right? You want to see your giving go towards something, maybe in the not too distant future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all want to see that our dollars are going towards something impactful. And, you know, so definitely when you're looking at a charity, look at their annual report and see what kind of results they're getting and see if that aligns with the values that you and causes that you care about.
Thanks so much for joining us, Laura Andes, Chief Program and Operating Officer at Charity Navigator based in Denver, Colorado. Coming up, it appears the sober wave may have crested. Signs point to a booze industry comeback. I'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, despite talk of alcohol's decline among young people, it may be a temporary dip, not a lasting cultural shift, suggesting that drinking habits, it could rebound. So let's talk about these trends with Bob Phibbs. He's CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York, New York. And Bob, what do you make of what we're seeing as far as this drinking turnaround?
Well, it's interesting, you know, all of these beer and wine press releases are going out are like, hey, it's really, you know, our sales are down a little bit, but we think this is just cyclical and everybody take a pause. And then you look at really what happened is we're talking about the generation that went through COVID. So they have not been mixing with friends and they didn't have that experience. So maybe they're just delayed a little bit. That's what these spirits providers are hoping for. And anecdotally, we're seeing signs of young people who are saying, you know, drinking tequila because it's a healthier drink than something else, has less sugar in it. So, you know, whatever works.
So if we're turning, it sounds like we're alluding to just sort of making up for lost time, right? That's what we'll call it. But what are we seeing from the retail side of things? Are these players sort of betting on this trend to stick around? Or is this something where, you know, you're right, some of these younger adults who were shuttered during COVID-19 are now out and about getting social and then they'll get it out of their system and we're back to where we were?
Well, you know, the challenge is that a lot of this is anecdotal or it's online surveys. You know, Market Watch last year, I think, did a survey and asked people, are you drinking more or less or the same? And I think it was only like 15 or 20% of people that said they were drinking more, and a third was drinking less and a third was about the same. So I don't think we're going to see it going back to the days of Don Draper and you know, three highball martinis, but clearly...
Yeah, let me turn to my wet bar behind the microphone over here.
Well, you know, the challenge is with all of the pressures on us through, you know, what's all going on coming out of Washington, it's likely to think that people are trying to escape in some way and, you know, they're not traveling as much. So cannabis is certainly a factor, right? Because that's being legalized in various municipalities. But that escape factor, I think, is perennial, and that's never going to go away. If they're not shopping for beer or wine or spirits, they're going to find something to distract them.
I'm curious if, and again, we're all speaking anecdotally here, but I'm curious, you know, are we seeing this uptick in people, you know, making purchases and drinking in the comfort of their home? Are we seeing more people go out and about to bars? Are they purchasing premium liquors? Is it all of the above?
I think the tequila market has exploded. You know, I know that people say that the rise is anywhere from 20 to 30%. Whether it's a cleaner high or it's just something that's a little bit more fashionable, but beer sales are still trending low. So beer has not come back, and it's not just a matter of the Bud Light campaign from a couple of years ago. It's just lost its popularity for now. So beer manufacturers saying, well, it's not as bad as it was, and it's only down single digits. But it's anyone's guess where we're headed, right? And we're here at summertime, so when we get the numbers on Q3 and what happened in the summer, I think we'll have a better idea. To your point, are we going out to drink as much or are we drinking more at home? Anecdotally, I think more people are probably going out from what I'm seeing.
Thanks so much for the insight. Bob Phibbs, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York. Still ahead, a particular type of vehicles especially hot among criminals.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Thieves are targeting one vehicle above all the rest, stealing it at a rate 39 times more often than the average 22 to 24 model years. Well, let's talk about it with John McElroy, an automotive industry analyst and host of the Autoline.tv in Detroit. John, new data, it's showing the Chevy Camaro ZL1 as the most stolen vehicle in America. Why?
Well, you know, a very famous bank robber way back in the 1930s was asked why he robs banks. And he said, because that's where the money is. Willie Sutton said that. And so car thieves are going after cars that are going to yield them the most profit. Either they're going to steal them and flip them very quickly. A lot of them go into shipping containers, get shipped overseas to foreign markets. A lot of them get chopped up into parts where they can be sold for, in some cases, more than the car itself is worth. So thieves are going after the Camaro. It's out of production right now. It's high demand. They're not easy to get. And so they're going where the money is, those Camaros.
Well, and there's, you know, other muscle cars are topping the list, too. What's interesting, though, is I briefly want to talk about EVs because they're nowhere near as vulnerable. In fact, it's sort of the opposite. Why is this a deterrent for thieves? I would imagine that there's some pretty expensive parts in those cars.
Absolutely right. I mean, the batteries alone are worth, you know, thousands upon thousands of dollars. But where are you going to sell them? I mean, you know, it's one thing to have chop shops, you know, illegally getting stolen parts and selling them. You know, a big battery, that's a big heavy thing. That's hard to do. Also, a couple of other flaws, they got cameras all over the car. They can capture who's ever, you know, get video of it. And the other thing is, I mean, let's be real, electric cars are just not in that much demand. Just don't want to go out and sell something that maybe they can't sell very, you know, fancifully. And so it sounds by the data that electric cars are the least vehicles or the least likely.
Okay, so what advice, just briefly, do you have for someone who owns maybe a Camaro, maybe another muscle car that's in high demand right now? Keep it in your garage. Well, don't drive it.
Well, you don't want to do that. I mean, you buy a car like that to be able to enjoy driving it around. Always lock it. Make sure the windows are up. You know, park it in a well-lit area. If you can put it in a garage, better still. Maybe you look for some sort of secondary burglar alarm or something like that. But, you know, thieves are pretty resilient. And if you make it easy for them, they're going to go for your car. If you make it a hard target, they'll look for somebody else.
Thanks so much, John McElroy, automotive industry analyst in Detroit.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us. I'm Rachel Pearson, filling in for Rob Hart. Well, the stocks are trading higher this afternoon, and joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Gary Kolbbaum, president of Kolbbaum Capital Management in Orlando. Gary, market's poised to close out a pretty strong week. What's driving this momentum we're seeing?
Let's start with Apple, which is up $400 billion in market cap this week, which is more than 478 stocks in the S&P 500 off of, I guess they got exempted from all the tariffs after meeting with the president. And Apple is a big influence on the Dow for the week. It's one of the Dow stocks, big influence on the S&P, big influence on the NASDAQ. And the overall tone is just pretty good, very narrow, but pretty darn good. Interest rates have been stable, but up a little, down a little, up a little, down a little. But the big story is we're getting another central banker who's going to be very easy monetarily, and we're going to get a new central banker head to take over for Jay Powell in the near future, who is going to do the bidding for the president, who wants Fed funds rates down at 1%, which I don't think is going to happen, but easier money has always been pretty good to the stock market.
Yeah, now you touched on this a little of swinging back and forth lately, especially with the Dow, right? So let's talk about, I mean, is this volatility something that is back, or is this just investors reacting to policy headlines in real time?
Well, policy headlines, but also you're in the midst of earnings season. I can list for you 100 stocks that went up 10% on earnings and 100 that went down 10% on earnings. And in the Dow, you've had some wild moves. United Health stock has gone from 600 down to 250 in the last about 3-4 months because of issues they're having. But on the other end, you got better action, as I said, in Apple, in Goldman Sachs, in financial. So it's mixed, but overall, the tone's pretty darn good. And we were just at all-time highs just a few days ago.
So is this something that you expect will continue as we sort of move through the back half of 2025, or is this something that the momentum will wean?
I think we've had a big run off the lows because the president, who made the mistake of that Liberation Day and massive tariffs, got rid of the big tariffs, and we're just on our way. The economy is not sizzling, but I think is good. The job market's okay. The consumer's still spending like they always do, and I think as long as that continues, we're fine. My biggest worry is if the president turns tail again and goes to 100% tariffs on everything, I think then there's heck to pay loose to pay. But other than that, I think we're okay here. But I think probably we're going to slow down a little just because we've had a V-shaped move up off the lows from April.
And I just want to clarify here, Gary, because, you know, we've seen, and you mentioned it, a lot of consumer resiliency, a lot of trader resiliency as well. And if we're talking about the biggest concern that would impact the markets, you're talking trade sort of returning to these tariffs. Now, we're not talking threat of tariffs. We're talking about implementing tariffs, right? Because I feel like even just the talk of it, Wall Street seemed pretty laissez-faire.
At this point, why? Because every time we've heard big tariffs within a few weeks, they've gone bye-bye, and markets sometimes works on expectations. What I'm talking about, if you remember back in April, just the best example, there was going to be 100% tax on anything from Vietnam. Well, that's 98% of sneakers and shoes, and all the sneaker and shoe company stocks drop like 50% before you can blink. So if we ever go back to that, that's going to be the big worry, but I think they learned their lesson from that, and I think smarter and cooler heads have prevailed at this point in time.
Well, we're obviously closing out a pretty strong week. Looking ahead to next week, what is some key data that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
If interest rates cooperate, if oil prices cooperate, I think we're just fine here. Doesn't mean we have to keep going higher, but there's just been a strong move in technology, artificial intelligence, and throughout many decades, if technology is leading up, usually the market will be fine. If technology starts to lead down, you'll hear from me. But right now, so far, so good. And Apple, that was in a coma and doing nothing but going down, now turning up, that's a big help also.
Thanks so much, Gary Kolbaum, president of Kolbaum Capital Management in Orlando. You can check out his website at garyk.com. Up next, an Entrepreneur Friday from gang life to food truck success, mentoring youth through cooking. We'll take a look at that next.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Entrepreneur Friday, and today we're going to check back in with a former gang member turned businesswoman who uses her food truck and mentorship program to uplift youth in Chicago through food and purpose. We welcome Lakeisha Hunter, founder and CEO of Rise Above the Ordinary Youth Mentorship. She's also owner of that Jerk Spot catering business and food truck here in Chicago. Lakeisha, so glad to have you back with us. Let's start briefly with your journey and what inspired you to walk away from gang life and pursue a career in food.
Hi, Rachel. Good to be back. Thank you for having me again. It was a challenge. It was a challenge that a caring teacher, my culinary teacher at the time, gave me. Choose life or choose a downward path. And at that time, that's exactly the direction I was going in. And now when I see these young people and seeing that they're going down the same path that I was going in, I just can't stomach it. I have to help out some kind of way. And I'm doing it through the skills of culinary arts.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about this, because you're combining your culinary experience with what it sounds like you obviously have a very personal connection to mentorship and now paying it forward. What does this program look like? Walk me through a day.
Cool. The program is young people, those re-entering society or those at-risk youth. Once they sign up, we go through sanitation. We go through cutting skills. We go through cooking and measuring and things like that. And then once they decide that this is what they want to do, I will hire them on my food truck, that Jerk Spot food truck. And then if they want to become entrepreneurs and having their own catering, we go through the steps and pay for their LLCs, get them their license, and get them established with a kitchen that will help them get to the next level in their entrepreneurship.
I have to think that it's incredibly powerful and empowering, right, to not only get this real life experience, but then to see something that is truly possible for yourself. I think what you're doing is making dreams seem way more tangible.
Yes. Yes, that is the goal. Letting them know that, you know, there's still people out here who see where they are and they just need help to get past the red tape. The red tape stops a lot of activity in our underserved communities. And I'm there to erase that red tape, get them across and get them what it is that they need to be successful in life.
I got to think, though, it's kind of a challenge juggling both the culinary side of your business along with the mentorship. How do you keep all that going at the same time?
That's why we co-mingle them. So once they become aware of how the kitchen is ran, then we give them hands-on experience in culinary. Last time I was on your show, someone from Dan Ryan Woods from the Forest Reserve reached out to us and wanted to help. So now we're able to position ourselves inside a Forest Reserve, Dan Ryan Woods, 83rd and Western, where we give hands-on practice and equipment where students are able to just get their hands in and get dirty and get the cooking and realize that this is what I want to do. So we have that space locked in now.
I love that. And obviously, Lakeisha, you just continue to grow. So what's next for you? What's next for that Jerk Spot or Rise Above the Ordinary?
Oh, Rise Above the Ordinary is now looking for a kitchen. A kitchen called home. We're paying for commissary kitchens, which takes a lot of money from our accounts. And now we're just looking to get a building and get our own so we can house more people in some place that they could call their own in the middle of the night if they need to, just to get away from life and get away from trauma and things like that.
And somewhere that's supportive.
Yes, somewhere that's supportive, definitely. That's space.
Thanks so much, Lakeisha Hunter, founder and CEO of Rise Above the Ordinary Youth Mentorship, also owner of that Jerk Spot catering business and food truck in Chicago.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, Chicago hosts its annual triathlon Sunday, August 24th, welcoming athletes from all around the world to compete in the big race. And there's also a pro competition as well as beginner-friendly events all throughout the weekend. So let's talk about it with Adam Leach. He's a spokesman for Super Tri Chicago in London. And Adam, this isn't your average triathlon. So what makes this event stand out, particularly from the pro side of things to the, let's call them, everyday athletes?
Well, hi, Rachel. Thanks so much for having me. This is a mega event. It's the fourth biggest triathlon in the world. And we are aiming to make this the biggest triathlon in the world. We see 8,000 people competing, and that goes from children as young as 4 or 5 in our kids' races through to 80-year-olds and everything in between. We have corporate fundraising for Lurie's Children's Hospital. We have Divvy Waves, people turning up and doing the triathlon on the bike section on Divvy bikes. And we have, as you said, the professional event. We've got Olympic medalists coming along in a global broadcast event. So all these things put together, it's just kind of a complete festival of health and wellness and people getting together for kind of the greater good, really.
Well, and I don't need convincing that Chicago's the perfect location for this kind of event. But what do you know, from your side of things, this has to be a pretty unique venue.
Yeah, it's a fantastic venue, and we absolutely love Chicago. It's our, you know, for us, it's our marquee event, really. It's our landmark event. It's a fantastic venue, and I think one thing that we've definitely found since we acquired the event and taken on running it the last couple, it's such a great community. The community feel is fantastic there. There's such a vibe of health and fitness and wellness and people who want to support this and want to be part of it, and that's really important when you're taking these events globally around the world, that you find communities that kind of want to be involved and want to embrace it. A lot of what we do is community based as well. We try and build year round communities, even though the event is only one weekend a year. And so you have to have hosts and people in the community that actually want to be part of this. And with the support, if you go out, especially on the Sunday, the support around that course with 8,000 people participating, it's absolutely like a sight to behold. It really is.
Well, Adam, real quick, help me run down sort of the schedule of events, because as you mentioned, there is something for everyone the weekend of August 23rd.
Yeah, there is. So on the Saturday, we have the Kids Wave, the Divvy, the Super Sprint, and that's all at Foster Beach. And then at Queen's Landing, we have the professional event in the afternoon, completely free to spectate. Come and watch the best Olympians in the world in the fastest format. And then on the Sunday, it's kind of a really big participation event right in the heart of Chicago. Sprint distance, Olympic distance, and for those absolute crazies, the triple challenge, where people over the weekend take on the super sprint, sprint, and Olympic distance triathlons all together and get a very special medal for their efforts.
Thanks so much for the details. Adam Leach, spokesman for Super Tri Chicago. The website is supertri.com. Of course, you'll find past programs and later today a podcast of this hour available at WBBMNewsRadio.com and on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.